Hi guys, so here I will be explaining you on how to become a complete full stack developer. So what do I mean by full stack? So full stack developer, it is an end-to-end development of application. It includes both the front end and back end of an application. So the front end is usually accessed by a client and the back end forms the core of the application where all the business logic is applied. So for example, consider ATM, bank and locker. So consider ATM as a front end and bank as a back end and locker as a database. So if a user gives any input to the ATM machine, the machine processes the input and sends it to the bank. For example, if a user gives I need 1 lakh, the bank processes the money from the locker and sends it to the front end ATM machine, and the user gets the money, right? So the same as a full stack developer has to work on with both the front end and back end of a application, including database concepts. And here I will be covering various technologies and languages for a complete full stack developer. First, we'll just start on with the front end technology. Some front end technologies like HTML, CSS and JavaScript, and some popular frameworks like React, Angular, JS are very popular in developing the front end application. So when it comes to HTML and CSS, the major topics a front end developer has to cover is HTML fundamentals, basic tags, local storage, index HTML. So in CSS, we have to cover CSS3 fundamentals, CSS3 animations, tooltips and medias. When it comes to jQuery, a developer has to cover jQuery effects, jQuery events and jQuery forms. So these are all the important topics. And when it comes to Angular and Node.js frameworks, both the framework consist of form features, modular service, routing and SPA, introduction to Node.js, installation, NPM modules. So these are all the topics a front-end developer has to cover. So next, when it comes to back-end technologies, we have to be good at Python, Node.js and Ruby, and some databases like SQL and NoSQL, SQL, PostgreSQL. So when it comes to back-end, the developer has to be good at Python or Ruby or Node.js or any other some programming languages, C#, C++. These are all the programming languages you have to cover in back-end technologies. When it comes to database management, database is used to store the data that is generated and processed by web application. For example, if a user gives a username and a password, it is just stored in the database so that we can access it easily, right? So a well-designed database ensures the data is stored in a structured, secure and efficient manner. So what is RDBMS? What do I mean by that? RDBMS, it is a type of database that stores and provides access to data points. For example, MySQL, PostgreSQL and MongoDB, these are all the databases which stores data from the user and process the input according to the user's conditions. Okay, some of the popular full stack development framework are main, MongoDB, Express.js, Angular, Node.js, MernStack. So these are all some of the popular database frameworks. Meanwhile, you have to learn about the Git and GitHub. It would be effective for a teamwork collaboration. So yeah, these are all the technologies you have to cover in order to become a full stack developer. So I just explained you the entire roadmap for full stack development. If you like my podcast, make sure you hit the thumbs up and follow us for more updates.